For several years now, President Erdogan of Turkey has been flexing his muscles in numerous ways. He's indicated that he believes he's the best Islamic leader to head up the world's Muslims and that he would like a reinstatement of a worldwide caliphate. He has made clear that even though a major component of NATO, he's not necessarily in sync anymore. He has well-equipped weapons there from the United States, Western technology, but he's leaning more to the east, it appears, or to the north, perhaps in Russia, than it is towards the United States and Europe. Without dispute, Turkey's in transition. And that transition should concern East, West, and Middle East. And to talk about this with us and significant changes occurring there, we're going to invite in now a recurring guest. He's been with us before, but a great guest, Dr. Oren Litwin. Dr. Litwin is the Islamist Money and Politics Research Fellow for Islamist Watch, which is a program or an extension of the Middle East Forum. Dr. Litwin, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Turkey is one of your areas of focus, and I want to go there now as I just set this up because there are a lot of things for which your perspective, I think, will be helpful to our listeners. First of all, we've got to keep our eyes on Turkey, I believe, because its geopolitical role, its geographical placement in the world, it's a key place there, its historical role within Islam, its currently vital role with NATO because it's still a member of NATO. And as we share on this program oftentimes, there's an Old Testament prophetical role as well in terms of its ultimate alignment with Russia or Persia, now Iran, and its hatred for Israel. So as best as you can describe it, Dr. Litwin, why and how is President Erdogan of Turkey alienating the United States and the European Union, which for many years has been its friend and certainly has invested billions of dollars into that country? What's up with him right now?
So as you mentioned in your lead-in, the why is pretty much that Erdogan sees himself as the natural leader of a newly resurgent Muslim civilization, one that he hopes to bring into being. And he also, in addition to that, he also looks back to the history of Turkey as the center of the Ottoman Empire. In a lot of the current developments he's doing, whether it's in the realm of culture or education or even politics, he's constantly making references to Ottoman art, Ottoman culture. We're doing this just like they did back in the Ottoman times. So he's basically trying to recreate the empire with himself as, if not the caliph in the religious sense, certainly in the political sense. Now, the how, he's been doing a number of things. Against the United States, he's been openly aligning himself, rather, with Putin and Russia, and that sort of eastern bloc, if you will, of countries that are antagonistic to American interests, especially in the Middle East. He has also been openly supporting terrorist entities like Hamas, which has a headquarters now in Istanbul. There are persistent accusations with quite a lot of evidence that Erdogan was supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front in Syria against, number one, Bashar Assad, but also against the Kurds, which are his geopolitical opponents. And he, not just against the United States, though, also against the European Union. Actually, it's been worse there. There's a very large Turkish expatriate community in different places in the European Union, particularly in Germany. And Erdogan has been sending his foreign ministry officials there to basically rile up the populace, to have these big raucous rallies with thousands and thousands of people where he attacks the local governments and says, you need to vote against the political parties in power in Europe because they're against Turkish interests and we want to cause trouble for them. And that's been something that the European Union governments have been quite angry about, as you can imagine. In addition, the religious ministry, or the Directorate for Religious Affairs, which is called Diyanet, which oversees not only mosques within Turkey but also across the world that are affiliated with Turkish mosques, the imams from Diyanet-affiliated mosques in Europe have been used to spy on various opponents of the regime of Erdogan, in particular people affiliated with the Gulen movement. And there have been investigations, especially in Germany, of hundreds and hundreds of imams for spying.